Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
People are waiting, Tommy.
I'm ready.
I mean, no, you're never ready.
I'm super ready.
Have you won in a year?
Oh, yeah.
No, serious question. Kimmy, has he won within the last 12
months?
What
does it matter?
Not sure on that.
See?
I don't have a...
What's that got to do with it?
No, I don't...
I have a timeline.
You've gone so cold, you shouldn't even be here
right now. I was the first to go to three in this room.
Yeah, and now you are in third place. And you weren't a three-peat.
Yes, I was.
No. Three-peat is back to back to back.
Well, yes, if you take the other ones out.
It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Whine. And you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. And if you've never played the game, here's how it works.
What do we do?
Kimmy has a post from one of the neighborhood apps. It's like Facebook for where you live.
Mm.
And people post some wild stuff on there, Tommy. She's going to read it out loud while we're moving street names and any reference to the town it's from. But despite that, there are still little clues that you will be able to hear that will narrow down where this post is from.
Ooh, pinpoint.
Which town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester, anywhere in the greater Rochester.
But you got to listen to the whole thing.
Well, yeah, you do not go, ooh, immediately.
Yeah, that'd be stupid.
We're going to listen.
Listen.
And it is your job to call us at 252-WCMF, 252-9263, to tell us where they whine. And if you manage to win, you take home nothing. You get absolutely nothing. This game brings out the worst in everybody. We always end up screaming at each other. Mm-hmm. We insult our listeners like we never have before on a weekly basis. And it's all for no prize.
Yes. It's a
no
good
prize.
Time. It's a good time.
Except for a star of the chart. All right. Kimmy?
Yep.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing.
Stretching.
Whining!
Did anyone catch the planetary alignment last week?
Shut up!
Star dicks.
If you say you did, you're lying.
Oh!
Show me your pictures to prove it. Bet you can't, because there was nothing to see.
Sky shame.
What the media sold us on TV was not what we saw in the sky. All these so-called experts fail to mention that you need a telescope to actually see it, because you can't see Shiznit with the naked eye.
Wait, they're cursing at a planet post?
I planned an entire night with my kids around it, got our winter gear on, drove out to blank, and nothing.
Did a road trip.
A cloudy sky with a few dull twinkles was all we saw. No different than your basic stars. Made me feel like a failure as a parent, because I disappointed my two young kids who thought they were going to see a planet with rings. Not the picture they painted on the news. They made it sound like the planets would be as big and as clear as the moon in the night sky. False. These weathermen need to be held accountable.
Locked down.
This is why people don't trust the news, and why I personally don't watch anymore. Neither do any of my friends. This whole planet alignment thing was all for ratings, and at this point, it's just sad. What a joke.
Got them hot planet ratings coming in.
What a joke.
All right, Tommy.
Ooh.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you want to take a shot, what are you hearing, buddy?
Well, first I was thinking, possibly a, upper middle class guy.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a telescope.
Wait, what?
Yeah. See,
You think all people upper middle class and above own a telescope?
I know. I think all telescopes are owned by middle class people.
You don't think upper class people have upper telescopes? Class.
Well, I think it's an upper class.
There are people. Telescopes are not in. They're not expensive.
So do you think there's some low end trash with a telescope to look at the planets, not your neighbor's bathroom window?
Low end trash is not the word I would put it, but yes, I think there are people lower on the socioeconomic level that own telescopes. Why not?
You pervert.
It's a free show every night.
Yeah, and I know what you're looking
at.
Okay. Probably the college neighbor girl that just got home from college.
Is that where the college neighbor girl got home
from? She come home
from
college.
Can we stop living in your weird fantasies and keep saying out loud?
So I kind of think this is like, because he had to take a road trip to go look at the sky.
So, where are they whining?
I'm going to go on the west side of town.
Okay.
And a little bit of Week. It's a Week west side area.
Okay, what do you got?
Got to take a road trip.
Okay.
I'm going to say Chi Life.
That was the dumbest pick you could have
made. No, I don't think so.
That was the dumbest pick you could have
made. Because you had to take a road trip.
Bro, all right. First of all.
Charlie's got grimy sky.
Do you want to hear grimy sky?
Grimy sky. You got too much light pollution. You get right by the airport.
Do you want to hear why you're wrong?
Wegmans has got that whole plan over there. It's tough to see anything.
Whole plan? You mean the plan
that's
been there for 30 years?
Every time I go to Bill Gray's over there, I never look up because I can't see a goddamn thing.
Oh, my God.
Grimy sky. Okay. That's a first.
Do you want to know why you're wrong, or do you want to know my pick? What do you want?
Oh, run your goddamn mouth, because you ain't winning nothing.
You can see...
You stupid green hat.
It's my lucky hat. It's got my shamrock on it, which means I'm winning where they win.
It ain't lucky if it's sitting on your head.
Okay, look. Chi Lai is one of the towns in most of the town where you could look up from your house and see...
Can't see nothing.
Bro, the only light pollution area is what you described, that Chi Lai Paul area. That's it.
How about the airport?
The town... That's gates, you idiot.
No, it's not.
Yes. I grew up
in
Gates.
Well, it's right there.
It's not the same town.
The light goes over there.
The light goes over there,
doesn't it?
The
light goes all over the place.
It goes all over the place. With the exception of living near Chi Lai Paul Wegmans, you'd
Jets
be able
coming
to
in
look
day,
up.
Day and night.
Not
cargo,
even close. Not even close.
Rail yards, right. Stock yards, Holiday Inn.
I know exactly where this is.
Oh, you know exactly?
I know exactly. By the way, the Holiday Inn hasn't been open for 20 years, stupid. Go look. You can see the windows broken when you drive down 390. They wind in Greece.
Look at you, man.
But look at me, what? I can tell you why. And by the
way, take the biggest spot on the board.
Why don't you take it every week? Why don't you take it every week?
Because it's wrong.
Is it wrong?
Wrong.
No, you are Mr. Wrong.
You don't have to drive out to Greece because you're close to the lake. You can see better.
Here, do you not know how geography works?
Yeah,
in
I know
any of this
it works.
Place?
It's all over.
Okay.
Outside is geography.
All right, look.
There.
One.
Over there.
This sounds like a guy, you assume that he went on a road trip. He could have driven to a park in the town he was in.
It sounded like he had to pack up the kids to take a ride he wasn't happy about.
Yeah, like to a park.
But
like,
it sounds like he was pissed that he wasted his time.
If we're talking about light pollution that still has enough space where you could drive within the town to go to a park and look up, Greece is the perfect town because most neighborhoods you live in, you got a whole bunch of stuff that's going to keep you from seeing the sky. You're going to go to like Basil Morella Park or what's the one, Kimmy, that used
Basil
to...
Basil Morella?
Whatever, who cares?
I've
never heard of that park.
No, it's a park.
Oh, yeah, it's a park.
Basil Morella?
Basil Morella Park.
Basil Morella? That's the one that used to be a dump, right? And that's where everybody goes
No,
sweating?
you're thinking of Frisbee Hill.
Frisbee Hill, thank you. It's literally piles of garbage that they made into a hill. All right. And I used to sled down all the time. I feel fine. Not only that, having grown up on the West Side, if there's going to be a man who's mad at space, they probably live somewhere on the West Side.
Yeah.
There's a lot of space anger on the West
Side. Well, that's why I went with the West Side.
Spanker.
Well,
Spanker. Yes, Kimmy. Gross. So because of that, they whining in Greece. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only.
So what's that?
You get one pick.
Okay.
That's it. If you are on hold... And you hear someone else say the town you were going to say. You got two options.
Right.
You can hang up the phone, call again next week.
We got him out of the game.
No, well, yeah, but we won't hate you for it. Or you can pick another town.
Okay.
If we pick up the phone and you go, I was going to say, you have been disqualified, and the commissioner has all final say. Are we ready?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, a man who's already been on hold for 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
He called in the beginning of the last break.
That's a player, baby.
Marty, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to say Park Ave.
Why Park Ave?
Wild guess.
You held on for 15 minutes for a wild guess.
Hey, may the odds be ever in my favor.
Okay, shut up. Are you doing Hunger Games, you nerd-ass bitch?
You knew what it was, though.
Yeah, because I got kids, bro. Marty, I'm sorry, guys.
So you had to be a Park Ave resident.
With kids, by the way.
With
children,
kids.
Yes.
And you're interested in checking out the sky, so you had to take a road trip.
Marty, this might be the worst guess we've ever taken on where they're whining. And I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of you.
Well, truth be told, I did have another pick in mind.
What was it?
Not saying.
Oh, Marty, you sly dog.
Marty, buddy.
Sly dog. Marty, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. He wasted 15 minutes of his life that he will never get back.
Maybe not.
It ain't Park Ave.
Of course not.
It ain't Park Ave. But no, man, like, he's going to be on his deathbed one day. And he's going to be like, if only I had 15 more minutes. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Alex. Alex, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Webster.
Oh, my! Why? Because all the boys are mama's boys in Webster, like you said the last time?
No. I just feel like it's possible, excuse me, sorry, that, like, they could be talking about driving up to, like, Webster Park, like, to the lake. And I haven't guessed Webster in a minute, so, yeah, I'm going with Webster.
All right, Alex, we got you for Webster. Thanks for the call. Thoughts on Webster? I don't hate Webster.
No, but you're already, why would you have to take a road trip in Webster when you're literally on the lake?
No, I understand, but you could
it's clear skies out that way.
But it's also a town that's compact in some places. You got a lot of plazas and stuff that would have light pollution.
Well, who's living on a plaza?
No, I'm saying people live near those.
Bro, I live right next to the dealership. I can see the goddamn sky.
But you lived on a private drive alone with empty rooms in your house, you sad-ass bitch. Check out my fancy life. Let's do a bonfire inside my kitchen. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with my hometown of Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
I think this might be like people who maybe went up to like Durand area, up, you know, watch the submarine races and hope they can catch some Starline or whatever. And, you know, it just didn't work out.
That's it?
That's it.
Right.
I mean, look, I could, if we're talking about
sometimes the simplest thing is the easiest thing.
If we are talking
kinda
about
like your sex life, Tommy.
Oh my God, Barber. I was going to defend. I was going to defend you, but now I can't bring myself to do it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's not the first time you haven't performed, Duffy.
And a lot of sex. Whoa. Watch out for Barbara's late show. It gets a little blue. Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 18 and over, ladies and gentlemen. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
I say Pittsburgh.
Why Pittsburgh?
Well, they have to drive, so they got to be in the city somewhere where they have to go out in order to see it. And this lady sounds like she expects everything to be written in stone, you know, if something said.
Okay. So now, it's interesting. Like Mark, it's interesting you heard woman. I heard guy.
So did I.
Really? You think it's a woman?
Yeah.
Why do you think it's a woman, the way that it was written?
Just the way she's bitching.
Oh, we're doing where they bitching now.
And everybody in Pittsburgh has a scope.
Okay, wait, you don't have a telescope? You live in Pittsburgh?
I got a scope.
Do you call it a scope? You do not have a telescope.
How do you know?
I know you don't, because you've talked about how everyone knows a telescope's a pervert. Which would check out, but I don't think you have one.
Most people have a telescope.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. We got you for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's terrible.
And I don't think, I think this is a man. I don't think this is a woman.
I agree. I heard man, but when Kimmy rereads it after this next pick, maybe we'll have to listen a little
closer. I don't
think
women care about the weather or pay attention to the weather.
Of course women care about the weather.
They don't. Even pilots, man. They don't listen.
What are you talking
women
about?
Women don't care about the weather. They never get upset at the weather. They don't care about the weather. How many times has your wife asked you about the weather? Even though she could look it up on her phone.
Every minute of every day. I don't know. I don't really think about it. Kimmy, do you care about space and the weather?
She don't care about
I find space
weather.
Interesting.
But you don't care about the weather. Look at your hair.
Objection. Leading the witness.
I mean, I care enough to, you know, want to know what kind of coat I have to wear in the morning. That's about it.
Yeah, because you're concerned about your outfit.
No, about being cold. Well, I don't know where you... I'm confused. Why are you asking me this?
Then you're
sorry,
always
I was on
cold.
The phone.
252 WCMF. We'll take one more before we get a reread for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to... Jason, where are they whining?
Oh, it's JT.
Doesn't matter. Where are they whining, buddy?
Well, anyway, Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
Everybody knows it's the light pollution capital of Southern Monroe County.
The light pollution capital.
He ain't wrong, bro.
Of Southern Monroe County?
Right.
Yeah, got pretty tight in there.
Between the Jeff and the Dome, you can't see.
I mean, I don't hate that
pick. It's blinding.
I don't hate that pick. There are several spaces you can go out to, like parks and like nature parks, too.
But you got to drive.
Well, All right, JT, not the worst pick in the world. Thanks for the call, buddy. All right, everybody sit on hold for a second. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us on Where They Whine on Tuesday?
Sure can. Did anyone happen to catch the planetary alignment last week? If you say you did, you're lying. Show me your pictures to prove it. Bet you can't, because there was nothing to see.
That's a dude.
What the media sold us on TV was not what we saw in the sky. All these so-called experts failed to mention that you need a telescope to actually see it, because you can't see shiznit with the naked eye.
Cursing.
Guy.
Yeah, but we are being very
guy media.
We're being very 1950s. Women don't curse and don't ever wear a pair of pants to work.
I planned an entire night with my kids around it. Got our winter gear
Hold on, though. Hold on. Dad's going out with the kids and making them put the winter gear on. That does sound like a mom thing.
All right.
My dad would have let me go out shirtless.
Yeah.
Got our winter gear on, drove out to blank, and nothing. A cloudy sky with a few dull twinkles was all we saw. No different than your basic stars.
By the way, wasn't that your nickname in kindergarten?
What's that?
Dull twinkles. you were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
It made me feel like a failure as a parent because I disappointed my two young kids who thought they were going to see a planet with rings.
No, I don't think any You think so?
No mother would say I'm a failure to my children.
No, I don't think any father would admit he was a failure.
But fathers are a failure to your children.
I'll tell you at the end of the post who it was.
Okay.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Didn't you even hold out on us?
Oh, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
It doesn't give anything away.
Okay.
So. Where was I? Made me feel like a failure as a parent because I disappointed my two young kids who thought they were going to see a planet with rings. Not the picture they painted on the news. They made it sound like the planets would be as big and as clear as the moon in the night sky. False. These weathermen need to be held accountable. This is why people don't trust the news and why I personally don't watch anymore. Neither do any of my friends. This whole planet alignment thing was all for ratings, and at this point, it's just sad. What a joke.
What do we got?
It's a dad.
Come on, man.
No, I thought so, too.
What a joke.
252 WCMF.
Do your job.
252. We knew a woman that would say that exact thing.
Yeah, true.
Do your job. Tommy is in Chilai. I'm in Greece. Marty stood on hold for 15 minutes and then picked Park Ave.
Drop that. Load of ass.
Alex is in Webster. Tommy, I lived on a private drive. I don't know. Barbara's in Arundicoit and then just started talking about sex. Mark is in Pittsford. Tommy says that's not true because everyone owns a scope out there because he's trying to sound cool.
Scope town.
Slang and telescope.
It is scope town. You're right.
JT is Henrietta because they are the light pollution capital of Southern Monroe County.
That's the perfect way to describe that
town. It's the only town in Southern Monroe County.
No, there's other towns out that way.
Which one?
Rush.
Is that Monroe County?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it's like a Sea Hare Inn.
Isn't it? Technically, the school district's Rush Henrietta.
Yeah, I guess you're right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Hello, Caleb. Where are they whining?
Hello, Duffy. We're going to go with East Rochester.
Why East Rochester?
I don't like the West Side vibes that you and Tommy are feeling. I'm taking this as East Side, and I kind of like East Rochester because it'll be tight-knit. Ergo, more reason that they'll have to travel.
Okay, but here's the problem. It's too tight, bro. You can't get anywhere without light pollution in East Rochester. Ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they had to travel.
Oh, they drove out to Mendon then?
I guess so.
Oh, wait. Where did they drive out to?
Mendon. Where the park is.
We're talking about where the post was posted from, not where these people drove.
Damn. All right. We got you for East Rochester. Caleb, thanks for the call. I don't think.
Going to get me?
Yeah.
Get me.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're not right, so I just want to watch you embarrass yourself. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Christine. Christine, where are they whining?
I'm going to go Spencerport.
Why Spencerport?
Because there's no place to, congregate, so you have to drive because everything is so tight, cramped in Spencerport. And this is a woman whining. This is definitely a woman.
Kimmy literally just told us it's a man.
Well, I say it's a woman.
No, but no, I don't think you understand. Kimmy has the post. She has
confirmed
it is a man, Christine.
But how many wives and husbands share their
also possible.
No, it's not,
right.
Christine. Why can't you just admit you were wrong?
It's possible. Yes.
What is wrong with
it's
you? It was
possible.
A man.
This take is a woman for sure.
No, I'm not wrong. You're wrong. No, we know for a fact it's a man. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm going to say you're wrong.
It's okay, Tommy. Pat tried to disqualify you, where I'm the only one so far, I believe, that's disqualified Pat from this game. So,
take that.
You know.
Yeah. Remember when you used to like Christine?
Yeah. No.
Christine.
<Still do. laughs>
Great pick.
Still do. Okay. No.
Yes. No, that was great. Thank you for your time and for everything you do for everybody. Christine, have a good rest of the day. 252 WCMF. All right, let's whip through some here. You ready? All right, let's talk to Chris. Chris, where they whining, bud?
Morning. Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Because the sky's out there.
I don't know if you noticed. That. Look up. The sky's everywhere, bro.
I know. It was a joke.
Okay, thanks for dragging the show down. That was fun. What else you got? He hung up!
This guy's out there, up top there, and then Grimes over there on the bottom.
I don't know if you know. I was
like a middle part.
I was joking, and now I'm hanging up the phone. I came to have fun with you, and I did not have fun. I would also like to know if you have a comment card I can fill out on my way out of here. To back to WCMF. Armand, save the show. Where are they whining, buddy?
I don't know if I can do that. It's already a lost cause. So I'm going Hilton.
Hilton, why Hilton?
Just because you guys don't know how to shut up while Kimmy's reading the post. So, it's a bad distraction, you know. It's trying to comprehend what Kimmy's saying. You got Tommy and Pat just going on and on and on. It's like, shut up and let her read.
Hey, man, we're trying to give you gold over here, bro.
I'll talk to Pat about it.
It's a distraction.
It is, Armand,
Kimmy,
you're right.
Next time you read the post, Kimmy, just mute the mic.
You'll still hear them in the background. I can't make any guarantees.
All right, but Armand, you said Hilton. Is there something you heard that indicates Hilton for you?
Well, it's a drive. I think everybody's thinking of like a 10-15 minute drive, but in Hilton, like a drive is like 5 minutes. So I'm going to go with Hilton.
What are you talking about? It's the stupidest take I've ever heard. You could drive 15 minutes. What are you
bad
doing? Okay, but let me ask you, though. Because Chris was concerned about something before you. Is the sky in Hilton?
I haven't seen it there recently, but okay. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere around. All
right. Armand, who claims you can only drive for 5 minutes in Hilton. Thanks,
all right,
buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Armand, 252 WCMF. Chris, where are they whining, bud?
They're whining in Penfield.
Why Penfield? Chris, do you not listen? You need to listen.
I thought he said Bloomfield before. I'm sorry.
Who picks Bloomfield? What a stupid thing to say.
People have picked Bloomfield.
Yeah, they're stupid people. Now, I don't want to make you feel worse, Chris. Not only did another guy named Chris pick Penfield, he was hands down, other than Christine, the worst call we took all day.
Yes.
I disagree.
You're right. This is now the worst call we've taken all day. Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right. Let's finish it up strong.
Oh, yeah.
We would if we had anybody else.
Mr. Closer himself.
252 WCMF.
Mr. Charisma.
Mr. Nuggets is what they call him on the beach.
Oh.
Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Canandaigua, and I know that's my standard pick, but hear me out. So it's somebody in the town, because there's a crap ton of white light pollution down there, and they're driving down to, there's a couple of state parks down there. There's one specifically, the Hightower Wildlife Management, and they're going down there because they're literally
nerd.
Wide open. What? I used to drive the dirt roads down
Why
there.
Wouldn't you just drive nerd. To the lake and look up? Well, why would you go to a park?
I mean, maybe the lights around the lake with the houses could be too
yes,
bright.
Yes, there are. There's lots of lights down there, but I'm just saying, you're going further out into the country.
The dumbest
thing. So you get literally no light pollution at all.
You can walk out on a dock and look up.
Yeah, why don't you keep walking off the dock?
Oh!
In the lake.
Oh, Ben, he's got grandkids. Careful.
Oh, no. Yeah. Step grandkids. They're not even his.
Oh! Maury says you are not the grandfather. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. God. All right. Yeah. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tommy is in Chilai. I am in Greece. Marty is on Park Avenue. Alex went Webster, where she said a couple months ago all the mama's boys live. Barbara is in Irondequoit and just got really dirty. Mark is in Pittsford, where everybody owns a scope, as Tommy put it. Mm-hmm. JT picked Henrietta, the light pollution capital of Southern Rotorua County. Caleb is in East Rochester. Christine wasted everyone's time with Spencer Port. Chris picked Penfield, tried to make a joke. We misunderstood the joke. He then hung up on us and got upset. Armand is in Hilton because you can only drive in Hilton for 5 minutes, according to Armand. Chris disqualified himself after picking Penfield like the other Chris did. And then Ben is in Canandaigua and made it very clear to Tommy, you ain't got no real grandkids, son. They ain't even yours. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Q. Kimmy?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing.
Rock Wars! Greece! Fair Wars!
Ah, we didn't win. She's too happy.
Where?
Damn it.
They whining!
I don't know. We have a winner this week.
No, I know, but it's not us, because you're never happy when it's one of us.
I just want to warn everybody to cover your ears. They whining! In Greece!
Because he picked the biggest bird. Chalk bet.
Oh my, you could have picked it, dumbass.
Wanted to leave it for the listeners.
Bro, I didn't want to hog all the good picks. My ass, we are now over a year since you've won. Tell me if I'm wrong. Am I now the official star chart leader?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh my God!
Because he picks.
It feels so good!
And he's picked Greece every time.
It feels.
I bet you 90% of those stars are Greece.
Soak it in. Rub it. Touch it. Feel it.
I think you and I should never be allowed to take Greece.
You feel.
No, I feel like how the Bills feel.
Do you feel like I do?
It was on the table and you passed.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we should be allowed to take the larger suburbs.
Shut up.
That's not a rule. You can guess whatever suburb you want.
No, but I don't think it's fair to the listener.
That's how this works.
Why?
It wasn't fair to the listener. You got to pick first every time, and then you bitched and moaned.
But I always make sure I don't take the best pick.
My ass, you take Greece.
What's the point of even picking?
No, I will agree with him. He never takes the best pick. I'll agree with him there. 100%. Not on purpose. Oh, my God. Like, I don't even know. The responsibility that's now on my shoulders.
Oh, I got a responsibility. Shut up.
That doesn't even make sense. I do have a couple people I'd like to thank.
Yeah, like who?
I'd like to thank Kimmy for inventing this brilliant game, which has allowed me to now become the star chart leader.
Yeah, well, Brown star.
I would like to thank everybody who participates every week, because, you know, without competition, you can't be the legend, the greatest of everything. I'd like to thank Tommy Mulay for being so bad at this game that it now cleared a space for me to take the lead. I'd like to thank Pete, who's now in second place, and I know you heard it, bitch. How you like that, Pete? Ain't got that no more. Bro, like, this is a joy I never understood.
Go ahead,
I
Mahomes.
Could feel.
Nobody likes you.
Okay, it's five. Five, baby. Five. Five.
You know where she can put those fingers?
We're getting some rule submission changes. Yes.
Rule submission changes.
After submissions. We'll have to review.
Yes.
After
as a commissioner, you better get a hold of your game. It's getting out of control.
There are some divisions that people want to be made.
Divisions?
No, there should be tariffs and consequences.
They want certain towns to be broken up into different parts.
And you pay a tariff on your pick.
Bro, and you know the pick was brilliant. Angry guy with the space, that's West Side. Mm. Dad trying to do something nice for his kids, but with no money, that's West Side. That's my dad all day long.
Yeah, but he's Gates.
Yeah, Gates, Greece. What's the difference? Oh, right. I picked Greece. That makes me the champion. Five-star Duffy is what they call me. Is that four-star Duffy? Nah. That's five-star
Pressure's Duffy. On, everybody. We got some catching up to do.
Let's take a break. Can we get champagne?
Oh, I'd love some champagne. Christen your head.
You can.
It says dumbass.
It feels like it's my birthday. And
yeah, because nobody's happy. You made it to another one.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Birthdays are out of control.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, we can agree on that,
yes.
Right? And as the times go on, we start to hear more and more crazy stuff about grown-ass people deciding they were going to do major things for their birthday.
Okay.
And I admit this is extreme,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't happen on a daily basis, but this only happens in the world of women.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, a story that has gone viral over the weekend. A woman is very upset with her friends.
What happened?
Well, she threw a birthday party, a high-end birthday party for herself.
Nothing sad about that.
So I'm not exactly sure which town this comes from, but this woman was elected to a city council seat.
Oh.
and became like this big deal.
Okay.
And as a celebration for her birthday this year, she threw a massive party that required her friends to pay a $500 cover.
Wait. Cover?
For what?
So, I don't know.
Wait, I want to know what I get for my $500.
So she could...
blowing candles all night.
So it's got a location on it. It looks like a bar or like a wedding venue or something like that. Yeah. It says, join us to celebrate her name. It's a $500 cover. You are able to bring a plus one, though, for an extra $250.
Oh, so the $500 doesn't even cover a couple.
No, just you.
So it's $750 a couple.
Yes. So according to the person who posted this, none of her friends decided to go.
Yeah, no kidding.
And this person is now furious with them. So you ruined her birthday on account of the not paying the $500 cover charge. Okay.
You priced yourself out of your own birthday.
Now, obviously, nobody listening is paying $500 to go to somebody's birthday party. No. But how much should you be investing in your adult friend's birthday? Because there's a big difference between men and women here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Kimmy, it's not out of the question for women to, like, get their friends gifts, mm-hmm. pay for dinner and drinks maybe,
yeah.
maybe even do, like, a spa day or an overnight girls' weekend that the birthday girl gets taken care of by
everybody. Yeah, I guess you could be paying for your own experience. I don't even think gifts are all that common unless it's, like, a big birthday, like you're 30, you're 40. You know what I mean? Like, you hit a milestone or something. But I don't even... Yeah, you're right. You're probably spending money more, not so much on gifts, but more like if they want to do something special.
But like if you go, let's say you're going to go to a spa, you're not going to let the birthday girl pay for herself. Everyone's going
to
chip in.
Or if you're going to dinner or something, you probably pay for the birthday girl's meal.
Like that's standard lady operating procedure. Tommy?
Yeah.
Are you even willing to go out of your house for a buddy's birthday?
No. I don't even text them happy birthday.
Well,
When's the last time? What's that mean? Even that, like just to text them happy birthday. Yeah. You know it's their birthday. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I wouldn't do
but
that.
You,
no. The last time I went out for somebody's birthday, it had to be 20 years ago, and it was awkward as crap.
All right, let's say
I feel like we've been invited to dude's birthday parties.
We don't go. Well, I went to one, and it was at like a club.
And it
like
was awkward as crap.
The most birthday parties I've been invited to have been guys that we know.
Really?
But that's sad.
It is. I mean, hold on. I'm trying to. Okay. He's taking a beating already today.
Yeah, and it's the same dude.
Shut!
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. I forgot about that guy.
You are so bad at this.
No, you brought it up.
I said he's taking a beating, and you go,
well, you called it back.
It's the same
dude. You called it back.
He's taking a beating. It's the same guy.
How does she feel about it?
Oh, my God.
Maybe it just is the industry we work in, but
a lot of megalomaniacs. Yeah,
I do feel like I've been invited to a lot of men's birthdays.
Oh no, I'm the bad one because I think he might be a narcissist. We're all narcissists. Look what we do for a living.
Well, you know,
listen to me talk.
But you know what? Part of it is too. Now that I'm thinking about it, I have been to a lot of guys' birthdays, but it's been birthdays that their wives have planned for them.
Which
so there's
different.
Also that too.
And that guy hates that.
There's a guy who seemed to enjoy it.
Okay,
he would have been disappointed if his wife didn't do it.
No, but there's a buddy you had who had this happen to him. There was a surprise birthday party thrown for him.
Yes, yes, yes. Couldn't stand it.
He was very excited about it.
He had a ball. I did not.
252.
I left before the cake even showed up.
So like,
you don't like cake.
I'm trying to think, like, you know, what is standard operating procedure for a guy's birthday? Because, like, let's say you do go out to get drinks, which I guess isn't out of the question. Like, do you cover drinks for the night? If he wants to get dinner, do you pick up his dinner?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
You don't want to, but all right.
Would you pitch in with other buddies for a guy's weekend?
No.
That's where your line is.
Guy's weekend's got to suck.
Because, like, I'll do it for a bachelor party. Like, I'll do it for a guy getting married.
But you're too old for a bachelor party now.
No, you just went on one 2 years ago?
Well, yeah, but it was a lame one. We went to Toronto to go to a Jays game. Well, had a couple
but
of
you
beers.
Still play. It still required planning.
It was only two other guys.
It was my brother and my brother-in-law. Yeah. My brother-in-law, he's a younger guy. So, like, we wanted to, you know, at least like, hey, man, welcome to the family. But, yeah, I wouldn't call it, like, a bachelor party. Like, there was no strip club involved. We didn't get wild. We just drank beers.
It wasn't fun.
No, I had a blast. But I'm lame now.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, the story that's gone viral, a woman trying to charge a $500 cover for her birthday party. It also doesn't say how old she is. I'm dying, but she was elected to a city council seat, so she's got to be a grown-ass person.
For some reason, like early 40s hits me.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing.
And single.
Yeah, she. I don't know. If you were her husband, would you have the balls to say don't do this?
Yeah, because
you wouldn't.
Yeah, but I'm a coward.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't have the balls. If my wife wanted to throw $500, she wouldn't. But if she did, I wouldn't have the balls to say, don't do this.
Plus, we'd all go.
Yeah, give me your. By the way, she's having a $500 birthday
oh,
party.
Oh, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, I'll just give me the money now up front. $100 for every star I got on the chart. You know, it's funny. Kimmy also brought up something that slipped by. She goes, she'll only do it for, women will do this for major birthdays, 30, 40.
Yeah, I would say like milestones are the big ones that you're planning for.
That's the other difference between men and women's birthdays. Guys, major birthdays are 18, 21. After 21, is there a major birthday for a man?
No. No.
Maybe 50.
They're just horrible reminders.
But that's what I mean.
Because your ass is getting old. You're gonna get all the novelty joke things like, you know, the cane with the horn on it.
I'm kind of looking forward to getting one of those.
You know, big hearing horn for your ear.
I mean, like, women make these massive celebrations for their friends' birthdays every 10 years. Because, like, Dirty 30, Hoary 40.
Sure.
If they're single, I don't know.
Bitchy
whatever.
50.
Bitchy 50 doesn't even rhyme, bro.
Yeah. Ooh,
bitchy 50.
Bitchy.
50.
50.
50.
50. Itchy.
Oh, if you're using, like, proper stupid English.
No, even if you try and judge it up, it doesn't work.
Judge it up?
No, like, I just find it weird because I always assume women were more intimidated by aging.
Well, but they do embrace their birthdays, though, because they like celebrating themselves.
I think it's to make you feel better about aging. Not so much that you like aging, but it's like a more of a let's feel good about it.
No, but I'm with
trying
Tom.
To pump yourself up.
But Tommy makes a great point. I mean, you know, you have a big party. It is a reminder that you are getting older.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would think women wouldn't like birthdays because giving birth is so painful. Growing old is painful. Like, I would think you wouldn't want to be reminded of any of that stuff.
You're all going to die.
Right. But that's what it is. Like, that's what I always think it sucks when they go to that old folks home, find that one old broad. Hey, you still alive? Jesus, give her a cake before she goes face down in it.
We got back.
My God. Got dark.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.